I mean, when you train the horse, like the show horses, you must have a certain type of long foot. You got to let it go long to get good knee action. You see, like those big bear horses, mm-hmm. you've seen them in pictures.
Clydesdale.
See what nice knee actions they got? Well, that long foot makes them pick the, they got to try that toe, see? And therefore you get good knee action. Like you take an end of a board, 4 foot. To get it on standing, pick it up flat, you got to raise it up high.
Yeah.
You see, well, that's where you get the knee action, by having a heavy shoe. And they use the shoes on the main card there. Now you got a little tip, that the heel is just about 3/4 inch high on the heel.
Mm-hmm.
And that gives a leverage to turn over, see?
Yeah.
And with a heavy shoe, it makes him have high knee action. Okay. All that's got to be cultivated with show horse.
Okay, what'd you call the horse's foot that you put the shoe on?
Well, you have it. You got the sole first. Sole foot. What a furrow cuts out when it gets too accumulated, you know, cuts out that waste stuff like you do getting the dead skin off your foot.
Mm-hmm.
That's called sole.
Yeah, but the part of the shoe you put the thing on to.
Well, it rests on the wall. Your shoe don't rest on the sole. Your shoe rests on the wall. The wall is the outside of the hoof. See how horse's foot is?
Okay.
Well, that's called the wall.
Okay.
Then you got the fall. It's right there in the heel. Then you have a coffin bone right in between the fall and the foot.
Coffin bone?
Coffin bone. See, there's a bone in there, just like your ankle bone. Your foot would be right in the middle of it, right here.
Yeah.
You got a coffin bone that leads down the annual. And the cricket, that's what it is, here between the sole and the wall.
In the middle of the foot?
That's right, just about the middle of the foot. All right. Not the middle foot, near the heel.
Mm-hmm. What did you call it, game you play with?
Hmm?
With the shoes.
Oh, horseshoe pitching.
Okay. Okay, now I want to go on to some of the other animals around you find around the farm, see if you can tell anything about them. Did you have sheep around here?
Yeah. Back out in the country, not here, across the Alberta. You fell out, you went, why then you had more sheep. Practically you find one or two big herders.
Uh-huh.
Ramses was the biggest in Jackson County.
Yeah. Okay, well, what did you call a male sheep?
What you call it? Ram.
Okay. And the female, did you have
a... Yo, I think.
Yeah, alright. And the stuff they have in the backs that you clip off or shear off?
That's the wool.
Okay. Now, as for hogs, what did you call a male hog?
Boar.
Okay. Did you always call them a boar around women? Like, did they ever have other words for them they use around women?
Well, they're part of female. When you say male, then women know what they mean.
Yeah. Now, what did you call a castrated male hog? Do you have a word for that?
Yeah, he's castrated.
Yeah.
He's no more bull. He's a bear.
Bear. Okay. Okay. And
boar and bear.